Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Happy Monday. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you as per usual. How you doing?
Well, Simo, I've had, I think, the worst start to a Monday, which is also the worst start to the week this morning.
Oh, hell, what's happened?
Well, yesterday when I was getting home at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because kind of to get to my house, you kind of have to walk down this bit of a garden path, which is about a metre and a half wide or so with trees on either side.
So you're walking down the garden path.
No, well, this is yesterday as we were getting home from the pub.
Yeah.
We noticed, me and my housemate noticed there's a massive spider's web that crossed across the footpath.
Well, how good.
So we kind of noticed it, thought, oh, okay, well, we're not going to walk through that. We're going to go around the long way and go into the house. This morning, as I was leaving, do you think I remembered that it was there?
Rookie.
So walked out of my house, half asleep, sleep, you know, still in my eyes and all this sort of stuff, and walked through a massive spider's web about a meter and a half across. So I think it's a bad day for me. Probably worst day for the spider, though, because I've just destroyed their house.
It can get only better.
Zed Keelani, good thing on Snow FM Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan for your Monday morning. And Simo, it is time for...
Yes, all about it.
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Trust? Whatever happened to trust?
It's an absolutely, like, terrifying segment that we've come up with.
I mean, you were the one that came up with this segment. That's all I'm saying.
How good. I'm in a blindfold. Can't see a thing.
Yes, you're in a blindfold. I'm on this side of the desk pressing the buttons. It's a very nice side of the desk you normally sit on. I see why you take it, but it's like a foot massage machine.
Yeah.
Does this chair massage? Oh, it does massage. There's a nice lightning. So, Simo, you're blindfolded. I've got a food item for you.
Yep.
You get three questions to guess what kind of food item it is. I'm just preparing the food item now. It's in a very loud, scrunchy plastic bag.
There you go. I was going to say it's packaged rather loudly.
It really is packaged rather loudly. All right. I'm just grabbing...
the spork?
Yes, I'm grabbing the spork and just putting the item on the spork. So, Simo, you've made a big, giant novelty spork out of a wooden spoon.
Yep.
And some skewers on the end. There you go. Put out your hand. I'm handing over the spork now.
We're in. All right, sweet.
There you go. Simo has got one end of the spork. Still yet to touch the food item. There we go. He's touching the food item. You can take it off the spikes if you want.
I think I know what this is.
Do you know what it is already? Okay, what does it feel like? What are you feeling?
This is kept in a fridge, and it quite often goes... I reckon it quite often goes, like, mouldy and crap in most single men's houses.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be correct?
Yes. But that is also the same of a lot of different foods.
It's like, you wouldn't eat this unless it's in a burger or in a sandwich.
It is very commonly found in a sandwich, yes.
But
I'm not going to deny that.
But you specifically, Jordan.
No, I actually like this one.
Really?
So what are you feeling? What does it feel like to you?
All right, I reckon I'm currently thrown up between either... It's like a cold leaf, so it's kept in the fridge. It's in a crinkling package, which means I'm leaning more on the side of lettuce than I am on cabbage.
All right, do you want to... Is that your final guess?
That is my final guess. Let's go with... I reckon I'm going to go specific as well. Is that iceberg... lettuce.
You know what?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, what?
If you didn't go specific, I would have given it to you.
Oh, is it a cos lettuce?
But you have gone specific.
I have, yeah.
So I'm not, Simo, it's not lettuce.
What the hell is that?
It is a leaf, you are right. Yeah, okay, we'll be here all morning.
Okay, right.
We'll be here all morning if you're okay. Do you want to have another guess quickly?
Yeah,
and then you can eat the food.
Okay, right.
In fact, eat it first and then see if you can...
Oh, is it spinach?
Yes, it is spinach, Simo!
Yes! I'm a genius!
Well done. Are you a fan of spinach?
Yeah, goes all right.
Goes all right? You're just hoeing in some baby spinach as well.
Oh, nice. I am trying to cut for this wedding that I'm going to.
Well, Simo, that's what I had in mind, you know. We could have gone chocolate or something like you did last week, but I don't want to make you fat because I care about you.
Thank you, dude.
So I thought, you know, Popeye, he eats spinach and, you know, it seems to work for him.
That's a win.
I thought it was. So congratulations, you got a win on the second attempt.
Yes.
I will pay that.
It's surprising that you actually told the truth for a change.
I'm as shocked as you are, yes. I'm not going to lie. This is Camila Cabello. On Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, congratulations, Simo.
Yes! Thank you. Winner! Coloured's Talk this morning on Snow FM at Breakfast, 5 minutes on the way to 7. And Snow FM at Breakfast, it's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. Tones and Idleland also before 7. And what we're dealing with right now, ever lost your keys, Jordan?
No.
No, you don't.
Not really.
You don't tend to do that. I've lost my keys in the fridge before, and I lose stuff all the time.
Oh, you lose your keys like every 5 minutes. Actually, do you know where your keys are now?
No, I managed to lose a single shoe as well at one point. I've got one shoe at home with the other one somewhat missing.
Just go into a shoe shop and say, hi, could I just get one shoe, please?
One place I haven't checked is my nose, which is potentially where you should always check for something you might have lost because of an Australian dude who checked into a Sydney hospital. So he was suffering numerous sinus infections and had done over an 18-year period. You want to know why?
Go on.
Well, doctors finally smoked out the cause. It was good old cannabis.
Okay, you're going to have to explain.
Yeah.
So he was smoking cannabis, was that right?
No. So what happened was he was due to go to prison. And so as a bit of a parting gift for his good self, he kind of a self-contained capsule, if you like, with the drugs within.
With the illegal drugs. You should not do this, we should say. This is
mate,
against the law.
He's going, well.
Do not do this.
He's already broken the law. He's breaking some others and he's going to prison.
Yeah.
So before he does that, he decided, well, I'll put this in the place where you shouldn't put stuff. Up your nose.
Up your nose.
Right. And then, I don't know if he forgot about it or he reckons apparently that he thought 18 years ago he accidentally swallowed it.
Oh, but he had... Oh, so he forgot that it was in...
Yeah, he forgot that it was in his nose, which I think is almost a bit of an achievement.
Okay, I stress again.
Hmm.
Do not do this. This is completely illegal.
Yeah.
Don't stuff any form of illicit drug up your nose. But at the same time... How did you forget?
Yeah, don't put anything up there, let alone the 48-year-old patient. He finally realised, his breathtaking situation after Sydney's Westmead Hospital. He got referred there after complaining of headaches, sinus infections, the works.
I wonder if this guy had the same effect as Homer Simpson had during that Simpsons episode.
Right, what happened?
Now, you haven't seen this one.
No.
But so it was found that Homer, when he was a youngster... popped a crayon up his nose, which, I mean, I don't know how the medical fraternity, how all this works.
Okay.
But apparently that wedged his brain slightly and that's why he's so dumb.
Oh.
They kind of took it out.
Right.
And he became an academic and spent a lot of time with Lisa and Lisa was absolutely loving it, but Homer didn't. And then at the end of the episode, spoiler alert, I think it's Mo actually, the bartender, pops the crayon back up and thus he lives happily ever after. So apart from one episode.
Yeah.
All of the Simpsons episode, Homer's had a crayon stuffed up his nose.
So you reckon life has imitated art and this 48-year-old who's spent...
He's off to Oxford.
He spent 18 years in prison. They've taken the capsule out of the nose and he's going to be no longer a menace to society.
Exactly.
My love.
Niall Horan, the One Direction offshoot with Nice to Meet You on Snow FM at breakfast. 21 minutes past 7.
Hey, Simo, I got a bit of a random phone call on the weekend from one of my old school friends I haven't talked to in years.
Right.
It was nice. Just wanted to catch up and we had about an hour's chat or so. It was quite nice. His name's James. But he was saying about something that he does with his pet, which okay, for the record, I've never had a pet in my life.
Okay.
And I kind of don't have much interest in having one in the future. I'm not a pets guy. You grew up on a farm. You're the opposite of me.
Everyone walking their dog this morning has just turned on you.
I know. I can feel the hate already. Look, I don't mind if you have a pet. It's just not for me.
Let's just say I know Jordan and it's probably for the best.
Yeah, I mean, I struggle to look after myself.
Feeding yourself is an issue, let alone...
Really. So many days it gets about 6 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I haven't had dinner yet and I don't have anything in the house. The fridge is empty.
Sounds about right.
Like, I mean, a dog would not survive and would definitely not live a happy life with me.
So your friend James, what... Yes. Pet has he got?
Well, he doesn't have the traditional dog or cat. He has a pet snake.
Oh, issues.
I think he told me what it is. I can't remember what it is, but it's not a poisonous one or anything like that.
Does he still listen to Green Day and he's like wears chains and stuff?
No, he's into like heavy metal music actually.
I'm not surprised.
But the snake, it's a female snake. It's called Lisa,
which
don't even get me started. That's a weird name for a snake. But anyway, we'll move on. But he was saying about it came up in conversation that when it's time to bathe Lisa, which number one, didn't realise that you had to even give snakes baths, but I guess you do. But he kind of said, so Lisa, she just hates getting in the bath. We normally just fill up the sink and, you know, this snake, it's about a metre or so long, so it's not huge.
And we live by the rule of don't be around an upset snake.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about a metre or so. So it's not like one of the anacondas, which is like 3 kilometres long.
Well, no, anacondas, they come from out of the creeks and stuff.
Exactly.
And
so they're pre-washed.
Yeah, exactly.
But this one, so he says, so normally we just kind of fill up the sink in the bathroom and just kind of put Lisa in there for 10 seconds and she kind of splashes around and goes crazy, that sort of stuff. And she absolutely hates it. But about a year ago or so, they came up with a new way of giving Lisa a bath.
Okay.
And that was, he would just go in the shower and just bring the snake with him. And as he was, he would turn the tap so it's not as hot, so it's kind of lukewarm.
Right.
But he would just, as he was washing himself, would have the snake around kind of his shoulders. Okay. And the snake would get a wash as well. Is this weird? Because I thought this was weird.
Mate.
Maybe it's just because, like I say, I'm not a pets guy. 6457-2977. Give us a call if you think this is weird or not. Because I'm still very much on the fence trying to work it out.
Have you ever taken your pet with you into the shower?
Yeah. Do you shower with your pet? There you go. That's a good one. 6457-2977. Does it make it more weird that it's a female animal, look, and he's obviously a male?
Look,
or is that just not even a, is it just weird that he's showering and he's got a meter long snake around his shoulders?
I think it's way far gone from weird. That's next level. That's unbelievable.
I wonder what shampoo he uses on a snake.
Imagine Dragons. This is It's Time on Snow FM. So this is what you Alligators, say to you on Snow FM at breakfast, it's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, over the weekend, I went to the bakery for some lunch.
Nice.
Why does that not shock you?
Never does, Jordan.
But as I was walking in, there were these two guys walking out.
Okay.
And you know when you kind of cross people and they're having a conversation, you kind of hear a split second of what they're chatting, just a quote. And you kind of go think, what was all that about?
Nectar of the gods, some of the best stuff that is.
Oh, yeah, so this one, this is an absolute humdinger.
Okay.
And I've come up with a couple of theories as to what they were talking about.
Right.
Because I heard this quote and I wanted to immediately turn around out of the bakery and follow them and hear the rest of the conversation.
What did they say?
But I didn't because I thought that might look a bit weird.
Okay.
So, Simo, as they are walking out of the bakery, one guy turns to his friend and goes, oh, a finger bun. The world's gone upside down.
Oh, come on, mate. He's clearly from out of town.
See what I mean? So I've kind of heard that. I'm like, what? What's going? A finger bun? Not that. You know, what's going on?
I mean, the Kuma Motor Fest was on, so there's a lot of kind of motorcyclists and a lot of car enthusiasts around, and you'd think that they would be well-versed in any kind of baked good, right?
You trying to generalise there?
Oh, look, I'm saying my dad has a motorcycle and that's what
he's
they do.
He's a big fan of finger buns.
No, that's what they do. They go from...
And baked pastries.
They go for a ride.
Oh, did they just go on a... You know how people go on a pub crawl? Do motorcyclists just go on a bakery crawl?
That's legit. 100%. That's what they do.
All of a sudden, being a motorcyclist looks really fun.
Yeah, how good. I mean, the cyclists do that as well.
Yeah, but they just go to cafes and get lattes.
They're much more coffee-orientated, right? Because they need the extra kick.
But whereas if you add a motor...
Yeah.
And then you just add a baked good.
You can go hard on the pastry.
But Simo, so I got a couple of... I was kind of thinking about this afterwards, and I kind of got a couple of theories...
Okay.
...as to what he was talking about. I've got three.
Right.
I want you to try and tell me which one was most realistic.
All right, I'm intrigued.
All right, so the quote he said was, mate, a finger bun, the world's gone upside down. Was he, number one, just completely drunk? Just, like, so wasted, didn't know what he was talking about. This was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Okay.
Number two.
Right.
Was the mate that he was with, was he, like, very much anti-finger buns, didn't like them? They thought they were disgusting, but for some reason had decided to have one as a dessert. Or number three, finger buns, traditionally, they're kind of long and in the shape of a finger.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about this bakery. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
But perhaps as some kind of special or promotion, they were doing a finger bun which was circle, like maybe a donut-shaped finger bun.
I think I actually have a fourth option for you.
Do you have a fourth option?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
The conspiracy. Okay, so give me the quote again.
Mate, a finger bun. The world's gone upside down.
What if he's with a mate who...
is upside down.
No.
Walking out on his hands.
Sigrid, don't feel like crying on Snow FM at breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. And right now, one of the more dumb things that we've done on the show in recent memory.
Let's hope we don't feel like crying at the end of this a little bit.
What have you got there?
Well, Simo, for the summer ahead, I've accidentally just punched it as well.
Okay.
So, Simo, for the summer ahead,
yes.
I decided to invest in a bit of a fan. I think we've all got one of these somewhere in our house. They're about a metre and a half tall. They're kind of one of the ones that kind of go on about a 30-degree or angle, so back and forth throughout the room.
Not prepared for Christmas? Prepared for, like, the heat in January? I'm just saying.
Well, you know, so I bought this to get me through the summer. It was very cheap.
Yep.
which is a bit of a worry.
Okay.
So I bought it last week. Over the weekend, it was time to put it together. Yeah. Look, you know that I'm not good at these things at the best of times.
No.
Let alone when the instructions are in gibberish.
This is Jordan's block audition right here on Snow FM.
Seriously, on the box it said that assembly would take approximately 15 minutes. Do you want to have a guess how long it took me?
2 hours?
About an hour and 15 minutes, I had the duct tape out, just duct taping the base to the floor.
I knew you were, that was ballpark.
But Simo, I don't think I'm to blame. Okay, because the instructions are in gibberish.
Okay.
Like, I hope that they were, like, maybe originally in French and just poorly translated.
Oui.
And that's why they don't make sense.
Because
otherwise, the only other reason I can think of is if they were, like, typed out by a baboon.
Monsieur, put together your fan.
God, imagine if they were typed out by a French baboon. God, we'd be in trouble. But so this is what the instructions say. Place the fan blade on the height adjustment collar while invertedly locking the blade nut on the blade nut with the blade nut. Oh, do not touch the oscillation knob throughout this process.
Jordan, I'm already done.
What does that mean?
No, yeah, it's not a good time.
I've got no idea. So, Sim, I eventually managed to get it. So now it is resembling something that looks like a fan.
It's final form.
However, there are a couple of bits that are just left over, which is very worrying.
Give them a shake.
I mean, they're just sort of plastic. I mean, there's this, which just looks like a cups holder from a car or something like that.
Mm.
And there's another one that just looks like a mini frisbee. In fact, I'm going to throw it. Yeah, that actually works as a bit of a frisbee. Maybe it is a mini frisbee. They're not the things I'm worried about.
Okay.
These are what I'm worried about. I've got a small bag here with a couple of little nuts and bolts and screws.
I think those are probably important, Jordan, if I'm honest.
These look very important. They're all. There's a very small wheel nut there and the various other screws.
Okay.
And before you think these may just be spares.
Oh, boy.
They're not spares.
No.
Because if they were spares, I would have already used some of them on the fan.
Mm.
And then these would be the leftovers. I have not opened this bag. This is a sealed bag of a couple of screws and sort of stuff.
Oh, boy.
I do not know what you need them for, but anyway, I don't know.
All right.
So, Sim, what I thought I'd do is instead of just trialing it in the privacy of my own home,
yeah,
we would trial it live.
It's worth doing it.
Right now on the show. This may be a massive anticlimax if it like doesn't work or if it does work. I don't know which one. So I've got the fan here. It is fully assembled.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got three settings. So it's got 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
3 is obviously the max. 1 is the smallest. Now, considering I put this together, I haven't used it yet, and there's a bag of screws here, which I have no idea what they do. Which setting should we go for first?
3.
Are we going straight to the top?
Straight to 3.
Straight to the maximum. All right, let me just try.
It's either going to work or it's not.
I mean, this literally... We might not do the show tomorrow because there might be a fan blade stuck in our head. I hope, God, do these screws keep the fan on? I hope not. All right. Should we give this a go?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
All right, so pressing number 3. It's working! It's working! I mean, I'm more shocked than anyone that it's working. Look, it's spinning around.
Well done, Jordan.
I built something and it hasn't broken in the first 5 seconds.
Without using the instructions, it's Snow FM. Your eyes Outcast at last. Sticky fingers on Snow FM. Breakfast done, dusted. We're out of here. 9 o'clock news, sport and weather to hit us shortly.
But Simo, before we go, we just found out beforehand that I built a fan.
Yeah.
And... I'm the one who's most shocked out of all of this. It works.
Yeah, so well done, Jordan.
So I kind of had a thought. Did you ever, when you were young, talk through the fan and make your voice sound robotic?
I can't say that I have, but I'm intrigued.
All right, hang on, let's see if
there
this
they go. Go for it.
So
yeah,
I've turned it on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's fallen off.
No.
Hello. Is that working?
Yeah, that works well.
No, I don't want to. Hello. Oh, I do sound like a robot. Oh, I'm so doing the rest of the week like this.
Dear, would you like
if
to...
If I talk like this, I sound like a robot.
Would you like to close...
This is my song.
Would you like to close all the show?
Hang on, wait. So that's on level 3 now. So maybe I can be a DJ and remix if I go to level 1.
Okay.
Hang on, so that's level 1. Is that... that's not... Oh, hello. That's very high all of a sudden. Melbourne Cup's tomorrow. I feel like a jockey.
Oh, dear. We're out of here. We're back tomorrow. We'll catch you then.
High School Hit Splits is next. Let's talk.